So we're doing a series on Tefillin, but of course Purim is next week. So I had to figure out a way to tie Purim into Tefillin. So the Ravid asks the question, well, are you supposed to wear Tefillin on Purim? Nope. You wear Tefillin on Purim? Yes. So the Ravid says, you're supposed to wear Tefillin on Purim, which begs the question, what was the Ravid thinking otherwise? Why would there be a Havamina that you should not wear Tefillin on Purim? So the Abud Raham explains, a site that's often in the Moser Rav Kook edition of the Ravid, in the footnotes there, it cites the Abud Raham. He says that the Havamina, what you would have thought, is the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, that what? That it was, that Purim was supposed to be a Yontif. And then the Gemara says, no, actually, it wasn't supposed to be a Yontif. We switched it back, and then we said, no. Here, first it says, Simcha Mishtev Yomtiv, the Gemara says. And then only later on, the Pasuk says, Lasus me Mishtev Simcha. But V'il Yomtiv Loksiv, it doesn't say. So again, you would have thought that maybe, since one Pasuk calls Purim a Yontif, you don't wear Tefillin. So, says the Ravid, that's the Havi, meaning you would think, comes along the Ravid, no, since the second Pasuk says, it's just Mishtev Simcha, there is no Tefillin on Purim. Other Havamina that I saw is a little bit more of a practical reason. What are you busy doing on Purim?
Drinking.
You're doing mitzvahs, he's doing drinking. Yeah, but it's the drinking which is the main mishta v'simcha. So the fear was if people were ready to tefillin all day, right? People would have been, but that's the question. So it's a good question. So in general, people used to wear tefillin for more than just shacharis. So the reason why you would have thought, at least in those times, why you shouldn't wear tefillin on Purim is because people are going to be holist. There's going to be, you know, sichlus and drunk drinking, shikrus, and everyone's going to be running around, you know, vomiting and without adloyada. Adloyada, and therefore you shouldn't wear tefillin. Kamash Malon, probably what you think, Kamash Malon is that no one's drinking in the morning, and therefore at the very least, says the Ravid, you should wear tefillin. And Mishnah Berurah is very clear, although there's no Shulchan Aruch expressly discussing this issue, Mishnah Berurah is very clear that you wear tefillin. Why? Because he asks the question, well, when are you supposed to take your tefillin off? For example, let's say this happens very often. You'll daven at a different minyan than you're doing Megillah reading. Not so often, but it happens. You have kids, you're running around, your wife. The whole Purim morning is a little bit crazy sometimes. So you daven at an early minyan, and you figure, okay, I'll come back later on for Megillah because I need to run out, whatever, to help someone, help my wife, whatever it is. You come back to your Megillah at 10 o'clock. Maybe not optimal, but fine, it's totally kosher. Do you have to put back on your tefillin? So says the Mishnah Berurah, in a very strong statement, built off the Magen Avram, and really based on the Mate Moshe originally, I'll read you the one-liner, he says that Ein lachotz tefillin, don't remove the tefillin, apshes pavu kvar, even if you already finished davening, ad achar kriyas Megillah. Why? Darshinan, because it says in the Gemara, Vikar, right? Vikar, Elu Tvilin. That Vikar refers to is a day of happiness, etc., and excitement. And Vikar is Tvilin. Which begs the question, it's a little bit off the topic type shir, a little bit of drush over here. What is the connection between Tvilin and Megillah and Purim? So I saw a couple of pshatim. Simplest pshat is Rashi in the Gemara notes that tefillin, along with many of the other mitzvos, were outlawed by Haman. They weren't allowed to do mila, they weren't allowed to do the same things by the Yevanim did later on. Shabbos, mila, Rosh Chodesh, except the Manus Levi actually says there was one more that Haman added on. You know what that was? Tefillin. Haman was unique in that he wanted to obliterate tefillin. I'm not sure exactly sure why, but because of that, therefore, we specifically go out of our way, vikar, to wear tefillin on part. Fine. The Vilna Gaon notes, second reason. It says that Mordechai walked around with levush, malchus, and wore big day malchus at the end, once Haman was defeated. The Vilna Gaon says, Perish on Megillas Esther, what is levush malchus? Talus and tefillin. It's big day malchus. So what's pshat with that? He wanted to show the nations of the world, this is the Malchus, this is the true Malchus. I have a Chassam Sofer asked for 1 second. You think about it, you have to be good with the calendar. What day was it that they defeated Haman? What day was it? No? Fasting was which days? Pesach. So what day was it that they defeated Amorich and put on Big Day Malchus? It's Chol Moed. So it seems, now there is also another medrash that says the tefillin that Mordechai wore was gold. But he now would have gold tefillin. So some says Mordechai specifically put on gold tefillin that weren't kosher because it was Chol Moed, and he didn't want to wear tefillin on Chol Moed. So that's a little bit of a drush, a little bit of roundabout drush. Reason number three, the Ewig Chedushi Arim says, that it says, why does it say this is the most, I mean, it sounds Hasidish, but this is most, to me, the most straightforward example. Not that Hasidim can't be straightforward, but I didn't expect this, you know, from the Chedush Arim. He says very straightforward. What precedes the word Vikar in the Pasuk? Right? What does that refer to? Happiness, excitement. What do Tefillin do for you? They control your excitement. So to make sure that people don't lose it on Purim, it says Vikar after all these exciting stuff, to tell you to, like, control yourself. And in fact, the Gemara in Bracho says that Rabba tells Abaya, Abaya sees Rabba laughing when he's learning. So Abaya says to Rabba, what are you doing? Rabba says, don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin, I'll be in control. So you see exactly this idea, that tefillin is the thing that protects us. And some say maybe that's exactly why we didn't make Purim into a yontif. Because if they would have made Purim into a yontif, you wouldn't have been allowed to wear tefillin. You wouldn't have had anything to protect you from losing it. Fourth answer is the Bab Rebbe's beautiful pshat. He says, it's a beautiful idea. He says, the Mishnah says, the Megillah says, Kinafa pachad hayichudim aleim. That all these other non-Jews, they saw what was going on with Mordechai Esther, they all became Jews. They all converted. Problem is, there's Gemara in Yevamos that says they don't accept Gerim in the time of Mordechai and Esther because they were only converting because of Mordechai and Esther. They didn't really want to be Jews. So how could the Megillah say straightforward, we're taking Gerim, and they would not accept them? So this is a beautiful shot. The ones who converted because of the fear of Mordechai and Esther, the political issues, they weren't Gerim at all. The ones who converted because of the pachad, what does pachad refer to? When they saw Mordechai wearing tefillin, the pachad of the tefillin, those Gerim are the ones the Megillah is referring to. Those are the ones who we accepted, because those were real pachad. They saw the kedush of the tefillin. They said, wow, we're blown away. We want to become Jewish people. We want to become Jews. So those Yidden, those ones we accept. That's what it says, kinafal pachad ayudim aleim. I'll just end with the wild shaila, which gets into very deep run with Sfarad Ashkenaz divides over here and Minhagim. When do you put the Sefer Torah back on Purim? Always a big hullabaloo, right? I don't know. I've done that Ashkenaz and Sfarad. I forget what Sfarad does. I think Ashkenaz, we brought it back beforehand. No, I don't know what Sfarad does. They read Megillah with the Sefer Torah still out. You gotta check. It's always a big hullabaloo about it. But the Sefer Yafil Lev, 200 years ago, he says, one of the reasons why you should return the Sefer Torah after Megillah reading is because of this Mishnah Berurah. I mean, this is before the Mishnah Berurah. The idea of the Magen Avram, which was what? That since you're supposed to wear tefillin when you wear the Megillah because vikar zu tefillin, what is ora? What's the lahudimaisa ora? What is ora? Ora zu Torah. So you should have the Sefer Torah, just like you're supposed to wear tefillin when you hear the Megillah, you're supposed to have the Sefer Torah out when you hear the Megillah. However, the Nitei Gavriel says that's a horrible comparison, he says. He doesn't like the comparison. Tefillin, every second that you wear it, is a mitzvah. Every second you have the Sefer Torah out, sitting in some guy's lap by the chair, it's not a mitzvah. So there's no Indian to elongate the time that the Sefer Torah is out of the Arun. He says, if anything, you should put the Sefer Torah back, and therefore it wouldn't work. And I think the Divrei Yaakov says, I don't think they're real. Divrei Yaakov, sorry, is one who, Rebadas, he shrugs that up. He doesn't like that at all. The upshot is, you got to see what they do on Purim. Every shul has their own minute. Do you put it back or not? But you see, there's clearly a strong connection between Megillah, Purim, and Tefillin. Shkayach.